Hello, friends. Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast with Brother Scott. We're thrilled that you have taken time out of your day to explore with us God's timeless truth. Regardless of who we are, we all need the light of God's Word to illuminate our path for this day. And now, here's our youth pastor, Brother Scott.
Hello, welcome back to the podcast. It's a great day. It's Tuesday, and I hope things are going extra well for you today as you begin it. I am excited to talk about the Word of God today. We'll get there in just a moment. Do want to say I've had a chance to talk with some of our teenagers. Just a little bit of candle talk here, a little bit touching base, and found out that, the ones I talk to anyway, they're in favor of candles. They you know, enjoy it when there's a candle lit around the house. And, I do feel like I'm able to share a little bit of my own candle journey here. And I do like to have a candle burning in my office, but found out a little over a week ago that there's some candles that you might buy or burn that they're just too much. They just send off too much of a waft into the air and can actually give you a headache. So you got to be careful of those. But all in all, I'm sitting here this morning with a caramel toffee candle. And I told you before, I just sometimes these ones that smell like sweets, you just want to take a spoonful of, but no, that wouldn't work out too well. So I'm not going to do that. And I don't encourage any of our listeners to do that either. Anyway, enough of the candle talk. Let's go ahead and get to our memory verse. It is Proverbs 15 and verse 3. The Bible says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." Proverbs 15, verse 3, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." And we're going to talk about the second part of that thought, which is the good, the Lord beholding the good. And we see this here in Genesis chapter 48. I want to point out an important principle. Let me go ahead and read to you Genesis 48 and verse 22. And this is what the Bible says here. It says, "Moreover, I have given to thee one portion above thy brethren, which I took out of the hand of the Amorite with my sword and with my bow." So I want to hear, just for a second, I want us to hone in on a thought that I think is just extra important for us, you teenagers, us adults, to understand. You know, when we read a passage of Scripture that has to do with someone dying, which is definitely the case here, we ought to take special note of their final words. So who is dying exactly here? Well, this is Jacob, right? He would be known as Israel, but Israel is saying his last words, and it's not just Joseph. He has many other sons, but which in this case, he is just speaking to Joseph. And so as we see his dying words, we're going to really want to lean in a little bit here to see what he might say and how we can interpret that. So as we do that, we see that, you know, he's lived a full life, and he knows he's going to be with the Lord soon. And before he goes, he's going to bless the family. He's going to give them his parting words. And he starts off with his grandchildren, and he blesses them first. And then Israel speaks to Joseph. And it almost seems like a separate time, because the next chapter refers to when he addresses the other brothers. But he addresses Joseph first, and he does something for him that he doesn't for the others, and that is that he rewards him differently than he does the other children. In fact, Israel tells Joseph that he's giving him a portion above that of his brothers. Now, maybe you just stop and you ask yourself, what? Now, everyone that has a sibling, your ears just went up. Okay, wait a second. We don't get the even split? Wait a second. I thought it's all things equally, right? The fact is they did not all get the same portion here. And as you read the next chapter, you become very aware of that. You know, I remember what it was like growing up and appreciating the fact that my sister did not get more than I did. In fact, I was very intent on, watching when we would have the last cinnamon roll there for breakfast, a special thing. And we've got one left. She wants it. I want it. And my mom says, all right, I'm going to half this thing down the middle. Let me tell you, there were never two people so focused on where that knife landed across that cinnamon roll than me and my sister. I mean, just a little lean to the right or the left in disproportion. Mom, she's gonna get more. You gotta, can you even that outlet? I mean, we were just watching, and you know, when it came to that kind of stuff, it was like, hey, we both get that even portion, right? I mean, you don't love one of us more than the other. We get the same portion here. And the interesting thing here is that Israel is rewarding Joseph for his faithfulness specifically to the Lord. So I want you to think about this, but after a lifetime of faithfulness, Israel sees that it is only fitting that he reward Joseph in this way. And of course, we understood the pitfalls of Joseph's brothers, right? I mean, they sold the man into slavery. They treated him horribly. We already know that there was evil going on in the home before that happened because Joseph would tell his father about it, so on and so forth, right? So we know that Joseph's faithfulness to the Lord was on a different level than it was for the kids. And there were times that the kids didn't even act like they were following God. And so this is a principle that not only do we see here that is incorporated in this family situation, but it will repeat itself. And it will repeat itself. And the principle is this: God places a high price on those who are faithful to him. That is a 100% biblical statement. And you see it in the New Testament as things go on. Those who serve God and serve God with their lives over a period of a lifetime of faithfulness are worthy of due honor. And whether that honor or blessing takes place in this life or whether or not that translates into treasures in heaven, that's up for God to decide. But in this situation, we see this principle ringing true, and that is faithfulness is always rewarded. It's always rewarded. And so, teenager, I encourage you, be faithful to the Lord today. Be faithful in your thought processes. God sees that. He knows, what does our verse say, that he is beholding the evil and the good. He sees the good that you do. There's not a kind thing that you do for someone else that goes unnoticed by the Lord. He knows all about that. So, hey, let's be faithful to church. Let's be faithful to learn about him and to fellowship with him in our Bible reading and prayer every day. Let's not miss that opportunity of faithfulness, because the reality is God wants to reward us. And again, whether that translates into this life or our eternity is yet to be seen, and God is ultimately the decider in that portion. But let's be faithful. Let's be faithful to God today. Before we go, let's notice our teenager for today, and it is Linnea, and we're praying for her. She's one of our senior girls, and I can't believe it's her senior year, but things move along quickly as a youth pastor realized a long time ago. But at any rate, let's pray for Linnea and the needs that she has. And I know she'd be really appreciative of that. Okay, that's it for our time. Hope that you have a great day. Live for Jesus. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care.
If you enjoy the episode, feel free to hit the subscribe button or even share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.